In this bulletin, calls for an extension of the emergency COVID payment as no new COVID-19 cases are recorded in Victoria. A court approves a $1.2 billion class action settlement between robo-debt victims and the federal government, and a second person dies in Victorian floodwaters. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has dismissed calls for an extension of the federal government's emergency COVID payment. Mr. Frydenberg emphasised the support measure was only available when Melbourne was considered a national hotspot. He revealed around 50,000 applications were made for the payment and around 34,000 have been processed and paid. It comes as no new locally acquired cases were recorded in the state for the first time since the start of the latest outbreak. Acting Premier James Molino urges people to remain vigilant this long weekend.
That is good news, and it's news I know everyone in Victoria wanted to hear. So let's take a moment to catch a breath just for a moment. It is nowhere near over. We cannot be complacent, but it is good news that we're at zero.
Some Victorian road trippers are ignoring Queensland's coronavirus travel rules, entering the state without border passes or lying about where they've been. Queensland police have revealed they've caught five other Victorians who flouted border pass rules, and they've each been fined $4,000. It comes as the state remains on high alert after a Victorian couple in their 40s tested positive to COVID-19 on the Sunshine Coast after they crossed three states. Health Minister Yvette Duff issued a warning to people in Greater Melbourne who might be contemplating breaking the rules.
We will be making sure that you are found. This is an offence. You cannot come into this state if you are from a hotspot and put our state at risk. And we will make sure that you will face the consequences if you do that. So these people who think that they can avoid our border controls by jumping in their car and coming across, it is every chance that you will be found out.
Medical experts are seeking to reassure people of the safety of COVID-19 vaccines after the death of a second Australian from a rare blood clotting condition likely linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. Western Australia's Chief Health Officer Andy Robertson has reiterated the health message to people over 50 in the state that the AstraZeneca vaccine is safe and effective. Mr. Robertson says around four West Australians in every 1,000 had reported a side effect or adverse reaction. The Australian Council of Social Service says the robo-debt class action highlights the need to improve the basic rights and protections of Australians receiving social security. It comes after a court approved a $1.2 billion settlement between robo-debt victims and the federal government. Justice Bernard Murphy says the use of flawed income averaging tools to raise debts marked a failure in public administration and described it as a shameful chapter. The Greens and Labor called for a royal commission to investigate the program's failures. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg.
But the reality is the Labor Party adopted income averaging when they were in government. It goes back to the Paul Keating days. It's been in practice for more than 20 years. I note the court's announcement today. We apologise for the hurt and the harm that has been caused by the administration of that program. This is very difficult when it comes to recovering debts.
Mr. Frydenberg also reiterated that there is no federal government admission that the program was unlawful. The 648,000-strong class action was led by Peter Gordon from Gordon Legal. A second person has died in Victorian floodwaters. The body of a woman missing since Wednesday has been discovered in Glenfyne. It comes as an evacuation order is renewed for parts of Traralgon and flood watches have been issued for much of the South Gippsland area. Phoebe DeWilt from the Bureau of Meteorology says three major flood warnings are current in addition to moderate and minor flood warnings.
But our latest forecast guidance is bringing more rainfall overnight tonight and expecting 30 to 50 millimetres in that region tonight. And this is expected to bring the river level up in the early hours of Saturday morning from minor to moderate and possibly to above the major level on Saturday morning.
Swimming Australia has asked Maddie Groves to provide more details of her concerns about an unnamed person in the sport after she announced her withdrawal from this weekend's Olympic trials. The governing body wants more information about her claims of misogynistic perverts in swimming. The target of Groves' claims is not clear. Speaking in Adelaide, Australian swim teacher Mitch Larkin says her claims must be investigated further.
I'm not exactly sure her story, but, you know, it was more about sort of being a female. And as being a male, you know, I've never personally experienced some of those things that she was talking about, but certainly want to find out and get to the bottom of it if she does have some issues.
And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers easing, 19 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy and 16. Melbourne, a shower or two, 15. Hobart, rain easing, 15 degrees. Canberra, cold and cloudy, 11. Wollongong, sunny and 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 19. Newcastle, much the same, 18. Brisbane, sunny and 22. Cairns, cloudy and 28. And Darwin, sunny and 31. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.